Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. Give Me 5 Minutes is part of the Bible Strong Ministry, a ministry which has come to mean spiritual empowerment by understanding who we are in Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that God is gathering an army to make a difference in this end time generation, an army of ordinary men and women who have been given the spiritual tools to do extraordinary things for the kingdom of God. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In this lesson today, we're going to be leaving the three words, faith, trust, and believing, and go to the word that's akin to faith, as in faithfulness. Faithfulness. We know that Jesus commands us to be faithful in all things. Listen to what Moses said. Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God. God is indeed faithful. In fact, Paul told Timothy, if we believe not, yet He abides faithful, He cannot deny Himself. The faithfulness of God does not depend on our faith in God. The faithfulness of God does not depend on whether we believe Him or not. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul said, if we believe not, yet He abides faithful, He cannot deny Himself. And then I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, faithful is He that calls you, who will also do it. It is Jesus that does through you what He has called you to do. Which reminds me that Jesus said, I will build my church. He didn't say the apostles would build the church or the disciples would build the church. He said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Maybe some of you don't believe, but that does not interfere with the faithfulness of God. Jesus commanded faithfulness until the end. While He commended faithfulness to His disciples while He was with them here on the earth, after His ascension, Jesus sent letters to 7 churches. To the church at Smyrna, the message was, be thou faithful unto death. This was not only a plea for undying faithfulness, but a command to be faithful until the end of the road, a command as binding as any other commandment from His lips. It is not our privilege to be faithful to Him, but it's our duty. And duty is debt, and debt is something we owe to another. Faithfulness is a debt we owe God. Are we as faithful as we should be in honoring His cause, His day, His word? Do we recognize His redemptive claim upon all that we have, upon all of our talents, times, and treasures? Faithfulness is a debt that we owe each other as fellow believers. What a breakdown of love and trust and confidence and faithfulness there is among ourselves. What strange representatives we are of Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said, I have called you friends. Oh, what a need there is today to preserve the fellowship of the saints. How practical Jesus was in all of His ministry. He was never over the heads or out of touch with His congregation. For instance, in His parable of the unjust steward, He says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. because you have been faithful in very little. How guilty we are of neglecting the little things. As Michelangelo replied to a friend who chided the famous sculptor for spending so much time over insignificant details in his carving. Trifles make perfection, and perfection is no trifle. We strive to appear faithful in the more conspicuous realms of life, forgetting that it is only by being faithful to the small, unnoticed things and duties that we gather strength to be faithful in the greater responsibility. A little thing is a little thing, but faithful in a little thing is a big thing. Jesus did not neglect to gather the fragments after he had fed the hungry. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.